Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
EXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
Therapy is so important.
You literally ghosted your therapist.
Well, she deserved it, so.
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
If you don't follow me on Instagram, needless to say, we're fighting.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, it's Breezy, high 40 degrees today on this Monday, and as you could tell, the sun is just shining this morning. I'm just kidding.
It's like doom and gloom. It's terrible.
It's really, what are you going to do? You know, I mean, we had a nice 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the temps were there, but back to reality.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, the Super Bowl was last night, and obviously people watch, obviously people are tired.
Yeah, your girl won a Super Bowl ring.
Yes, she did.
So happy. But what the Super Bowl did for you last night was put a lot into perspective.
It put so much into perspective. And I've always had this push and pull with this specific topic. But last night truly, truly humbled me. Looking at all these football players, and you know, everybody surrounding them, whether it be their wives or their girlfriends or whatever the case may be, there's such a level of status when it comes to being an athlete. You know what I mean? Football, yeah, obviously. Basketball players, who else? Hockey players. I don't know.
Okay, athletes. Sure.
Athletes, right. But I will say that football players probably are like the highest ranked status-wise just because people care about football more than any other sport.
Well, the NFL brings in a ton of money.
Correct. And it wraps you up for, you know, 6 months. So looking at all these players, again, fairly new into the football scene, so I'm not really like that well adverse, but something I have always been terrible at is telling people's ages. And I can look at somebody and everyone in my mind who is at that status, makes that much money, you know, is that successful in their career, I'm like, they're at least like 35.
No, not always.
No.
Not always.
No. I was rattled to my core to find out that Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, was 28 years old.
And the guy makes a buttload of money. I mean, he's already got, what, 3 Super Bowl rings under his belt at 28? It's really impressive.
Very.
But when you're watching shows like this, and I know I've done it, you're watching award shows, you start Googling how old everyone is. One of the first things I did last night was like, how old is Usher? So I get on my phone. It's like, Usher's 45. And I was like, oh, he's doing all that? I have trouble getting out of bed.
Yeah, in my mind, I'm like, he's 32. Like, I just don't know. Like, it's either they're way older than what they are in my mind or way younger.
There's no in-between.
There's no in-between. I just feel like every celebrity in my mind's like, and even when it comes to athletes and things like that, in their mid-30s. Like, I think everyone's Travis Kelce's age, 35, 30. 33?
I think
he's 34 and Taylor Swift's 33.
Right, and they're and I'm like, yeah, unstoppable
that,
together.
I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, they're so successful. They're such a high level of status. But then I'm looking at the opposing team, the 49ers, and I'm looking at their quarterback, and this kid looks like he's about to go sell Bibles after the show.
Neither of these quarterbacks have facial hair last night.
Baby. Yeah, baby. So I look it up. He's the third youngest quarterback in the league. He's 24 years old.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy. And I'm just like, what's going on here?
That's when you start, though, Brace, right out of college when you're 21. That's when your career starts.
And, you know, a lot of kids out of college, they take a gap year or five to try and figure out what they want. And by the time they really get established in their career, it's like 28.
That's why I had a quarter life crisis. When I turned 25, I just became so overwhelmed because I felt like I wasn't doing enough. So when I get to LA, I meet one of my closest buddies now. His name's Greg. Greg directed me in a handful of my films. But when I first met him, I'm talking to him about his credentials like you typically do when you meet someone out there. He's like, yeah, I find out he's he directed two of like Taylor Swift's music videos. I can't remember which ones. He did a couple of car commercials. Then he directed a bunch of films. I'm like, dude, how old are you? And this is when I first met him.
Yeah.
He's like 28. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm like, oh, okay. And when you meet somebody like successful like that at such a young age, it kind of lights a fire under your ass.
Right.
Because it's almost like, oh, I got to do better. I got to keep up. But it is what it is. He's just too smart. He's one of those dudes in the room when he shows up. He knows everything about everything. And he just kind of makes you feel dumb without trying.
I also would argue that like money ages people. Not like physically. I wouldn't say that. But like it just makes you seem a lot older than you are. Because when you think about money and you think about status and the ability to take care of yourself, there's a level of maturity that comes with that that like you only really see in people you respect, like your parents or your family who's worked hard for themselves. You look at someone like we play on this station, like Olivia Rodrigo, she's like killing it right now. She's 20 years old.
I didn't know she was that young.
20 years old. One of my favorite artists, Tate McRae, also 20 years old, just taking off. And it's like, okay, but like, they make more on a t-shirt than I make in a year. So tough scene.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm even like this, like, let's go younger. When it comes to kids, if I were to like go up to a kid on the sidewalk and be like, hey, and that someone would be like, how old are they? I'd have no idea. I'd be like seven. They're like, they're 13 years old.
Or yeah. Think about all of these young YouTubers worth millions. Mm-hmm. You know, like my nephew was obsessed. My niece and nephew was obsessed with Ryan's World, where this young kid, he's like 8 years old. Mm-hmm. He makes like $100 million a year and he just reveals new toys and opens new products on camera and kids are in awe of it. And then this kid is so successful and he's so young. And I'm like, man, that's mind-blowing to me.
Mm-hmm.
How young some of these kids are and the amount of money they're worth just off YouTube alone.
Like this very, very, very niche TikToker, Josh Richards, that I like love. He's 22 years old. He's worth like $50 million. Because he like dances on videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
God, it's like, you know, you just got to find something you're really good at and run with it. I'm still looking. I'm trying to dabble in a little bit of everything.
Just got your hands in 20 different jobs.
I'm still trying to make my millions. You know what it is? And I've noticed this too. And I'm sure a lot of people listening can agree. When you hit a certain age, let's say you're in your early 20s, mm-hmm. you plan on making millions.
Right.
This is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to go about it. This is my plan.
Mm-hmm.
If plan A doesn't work, then I'll go to plan B, which is to also make plan A work. And after a certain age, when you don't do it, let's say, like me, I just hit 40. I'm like, ah, I'm fine.
It's all good. That's gravy, baby. I'm good.
It's like the drive goes out the window. Not so much the drive, but you start to accept that. Here's what you start convincing yourself, like I am. Listen, I don't need all this. I think I have enough. I'm comfortable. I'm content. Do I really need $20 million in the bank? Do I? Right?
No, I'm good. It'd be more of an issue if I did. You know what I mean?
Right. You start talking yourself out of it just to make yourself feel better.
More problems.
That's you, Breeze.
Talking yourself off a ledge.
Right.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
for sure.
No, I enjoy being poor. Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Chicks dig it.
Brock Purdy's like throwing one football. He makes more than me in like my entire career probably, so.
Yeah.
And he's 12.
You missed your calling to be a pro tennis player. You really missed your calling.
I know. Not that they probably make even a sliver of what the NFL makes, but Papa.
Not having you on the show is like eating a plate with no hot sauce. Wait, people do that? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.